Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In the abbreviated campaign for Massachusetts' open U.S. Senate seat, the candidates don't have much time to court the voters. With less than 3 months to go before the primary, campaign ads blanket the airwaves. But with such a short campaign window, the candidates are also using other approaches to get out their messages. Our senior media analyst joins us to talk about how both the Democratic and Republican candidates are adapting. John Carroll, good morning, and thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you again, John.
Nice to be here, Bob.
Just 10 weeks to go until the primary election. How difficult is it to shape a message in that very short window and plant it in the minds of voters?
It's pretty tough to go out and do it through paid media. News coverage is helping them out because the news coverage is focusing on this race pretty early. So I think that what's happening is this combination of paid media, news coverage, and social media, which everybody's doing. Everybody's YouTubing and Twittering and Facebooking. All of that is adding up to something that's more than the usual critical mass you get this early on.
Let's start with the social media first. Who's doing a better job reaching out in that way?
I think that Alan Casey has a little bit of an edge there because he's got something of an infrastructure built in already. He has this organization, Be the Change, Inc., and that has given him a foundation from which to build on.
Okay, in terms of paid media, and in this case, paid television advertising, who's doing a better job?
Well, I think Mike Capuano has done a good job. He needs name recognition right now. He's somebody who knows the ropes down on Capitol Hill, and I think he's going to try to capitalize on that. The thing that he's emphasizing the most in his TV spots is the heir to the Kennedy legacy, and he's the one who's the progressive, who fits the mold that Kennedy established.
Let's hear that.
Only one candidate stood with Ted Kennedy against Bush's Iraq War and mirrors his progressive record. Mike Capuano, passionate, progressive, supports a strong public health care option, equal marriage, middle-class tax cuts, ethics reform.
Do you see that as being an effective way to reach Massachusetts voters?
I think it is. I think he covers a lot of ground in that. He also goes to specific issues that are important to traditional Democrats, and that's who's going to turn out in a primary.
Let's click the remote here and hear a commercial from another Democrat in the Senate race, Boston Celtics co-owner Steve Pagliuca.
The old political solutions just don't seem to work. It's time to find a new way of working together. I'm Steve Pagliuca. I'm running for Senate to bring my 25 years of business experience to Washington so that we can turn this nation around. I'm Steve Pagliuca, and I approve this message.
First reaction, when you hear that compared to the Capuano spot, there's just not anywhere near as much energy there.
It sort of lulls you into not paying all that much attention to the ad. He's got a couple of problems that money probably can't solve. One is name recognition. The other is some rationale for being in the race. And I think that you can go out and buy name recognition, but you can't buy legitimacy.
Okay, Martha Coakley, not on TV at all at this point. Is that surprising to you?
It's not surprising to me in that she's really focused on fundraising right now, really focused on establishing her foundation. She's also the one who's got the most statewide name recognition.
On the Republican side, State Senator Scott Brown has a brief message on YouTube. Let's hear that.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Brown, and you can go to brownforussenate.com and help out, volunteer, send money, and just let us know your thoughts about the race. And want to also welcome you to the Brown Brigade. So get out there, get active, and get involved. Thank you.
The Brown Brigade. Is that the message you want to be sending?
I'm not sure that that's the image I want to attach to my campaign from the beginning. But I think that what the YouTube video indicates is that this is going to be a little bit of an ad hoc, a scrambling kind of campaign. His campaign people say that he's too busy out there collecting signatures and fundraising to be thinking about paid media right now.
And finally, John Carroll, back to social media. I know you have the latest updated count on who's ahead and reaching out in one way.
Yeah, everybody's on Twitter, so that's a good yardstick to use. And Martha Coakley is currently in the lead with around 590 followers. Surprisingly, Scott Brown comes in second. He's got the American Idol thing going on, thanks to his daughter. Alan Casey is a little bit behind, around 430 or so. Steve Pagliuca is fourth with about 190. And Michael Capuano, surprisingly, is in last place. He's only around 170, something like that. They're all going to be scrambling. I'm not sure it's the best yardstick, but it's one where at least you're comparing apples to apples.
Tweets, polls, the weight of ink will follow it all, and John Carroll will help us as we move through the Senate campaign. John, thanks a lot.
Nice to be here, Bob. Thanks.